Welcome to The Ether. Today is Friday, January 7th, 2022. This episode of The Ether is brought to you by LuArt. LuArt is the first gamified NFT platform built on the Terra network. LuArt provides a seamless minting and trading experience, all while earning you rewards just for being a user. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the community in the Discord server for the most up-to-date news and announcements regarding all the hot new NFT launches, platform upgrades, and new projects hitting the secondary marketplace. Are you ready to put your helmet on and join the movement? Find out more at luart.io. Today on The Ether, we have the Big T, Open Mic Crypto, with Bloomer. Let's take a listen.
Opportunity. But like, what I don't know is like my definition of a small cap. You know, I don't even know where the line is in crypto. So it's like, even though we know what we're doing, like we haven't really set standards across all these things. But then there's the risk management of it all. Like when I jumped in, I went into the L1 trade because that's like the most basic trade. It's downriver. I haven't messed around with a lot of pure plays in the metaverse. I'm just getting into DeFi, you know? So it's like, I think people, it's really a risk management thing. But the one thing about crypto that confuses people, and I don't mean anything by it, it's like every project is different. They're not all the same. And, you know, and it's really that specific. So you could use your screener, which you're saying, and I understand that. And sounds like technical analysis to me, which does work. But the combination of it's like the trifecta really is fundamentals, technical analysis. And tokenomics. That would probably be like the big three to get right. Because you know, not everything like proof of work is like the most beautiful decentralizing protocol, right? Proof of burn is actually pretty good too, but proof of stake, it's not perfect. It's a very centralizing feature. It really is. So there's a lot to get to. It's more than possible, but the screeners are cool. And what a lot of people do is if you get a good utility case and good leadership and you find an up and coming coin, okay, maybe you're trying to catch the next Sol, the next AVAX, or you understand that Matic has value because it's a bridge and, you know, it's got so much potential. So it's not just the numbers. It's a combination of all of that. But the screeners are important, right? Like, you know, everybody likes Kadena right now. I got no problem with Kadena. Everything looks good on Kadena. You know, I don't know anything about Cosmos. There's just so many projects. I mean, oh my God, how do you get through everything? That's the hard part.
Go ahead, Big T, if you want to say something. I'll say something after you.
Yeah, so, you know, for me personally, it's everything that Bloomer just said. And the thing is like, when you try to match it up to, like, traditional equities, it's two different worlds, and value is derived in so many different ways. Like, you know, utility and use case is one of the biggest opportunities and probably one of the most misunderstood concepts in crypto. Like, you know, the utility of something in use case essentially could, if you own a certain coin, it unlocks the benefits of a whole network. So there's so many things that aren't prevalent in traditional stocks that you have. Just imagine you owning Tesla, and because you own Tesla, you got discounts at getting gas at a gas station every time you did need to use it for gas. You know, it's just like, that's crypto, and it's so unique. But everything Bloomer said was 100% on point. It's just, there's so many metrics that really, I mean, like the term tokenomics, that was never relevant until crypto. You know, it's interesting. It's different. Go ahead, Lucky.
Yeah, I mean, what I would say is everything they said is super spot on. I also like to think about it in metrics of my portfolio. So there are stable coins that I'm going to invest heavily in. There are two or three that I'm going to put a big part of my portfolio in and continue to accumulate, because my fundamental belief is over time, those those assets will appreciate and will grow in value. Then I'm going to take another part of my portfolio and I'm going to do a lot more of that research that Bloomer and Big T were talking about, and then go back to a little bit of that kind of luck, that luck that I talked about, where people, I would not underestimate Twitter and I would not underestimate Spaces. And I would start learning where you want to kind of find those gems that you might be able to 10 or 100x. Start finding those people that have either been in those projects or have followed those projects, and start figuring out kind of their process too, and follow the big money. Like, that's kind of what I think. Sometimes it's like, follow the big money. I follow those leaders that are kind of really strong in those small caps that I'm going to throw a little bit of percentage of my portfolio to see if I can get lucky. I mean, no pun intended, but that's kind of part of my strategy. So Crypto, go ahead. I don't know what comments you have on all of what we talked about.
No, I think I agree with you. Maybe because we come from more traditional finance, but portfolio allocation is very important to me. Crypto is just like currently 5% of my overall portfolio. So it's really a small thing. And I try to allocate moonshots, like, small things that could have big X, but, very, very small things. So my initial plan was, make a difference between what I call blue chips, like, it's a big thing, Bitcoin, Ethereum, Solana, I don't know, Cardano, whatever stuff that are big utility project, big projects that might change the environment in 5, 10 years, things. But then you have also a lot of small projects that it's very hard to find. There's so much noise on Twitter. There's so much noise everywhere. So trying to find those projects is difficult. But if you allocate, let's say, 1K, 2K on it, and it gives you like a 50X or 100X, it's a moonshot. It's not bad.
Yeah, no, I think you're spot on. I think something where I'm at in my life, just to give you perspective, is I'm actually going to probably move more out of the TradFi into the crypto space because of my conviction on where this is going. And it's a risk. I mean, don't get me wrong, everyone listening. It's a risk. I understand that. But I also have conviction behind this space and what it's going to do for technology. I'm an IT director for corporate America for a multi-billion-dollar company. So I kind of see where we're going from a technology space. We're moving more into this blockchain crypto space. So when I'm seeing our organization talk about it, and we're probably 10 years behind, I want to get in front of that. So for me, like, I'm going to probably start diverting what I would put to my 401k more into the crypto space. I could be wrong. I totally could be wrong, but I'm okay with that because that's my belief. And that's where I want to go with where my assets are going to be put.
Yeah, I think a profile are very similar. Also work in finance in a big traded company, same thing. And we started very recently investing in NFT funds. So that's why I'm starting looking more closely to the environment and try to understand it better. But yeah, it will change the future.
I wanted to ask you, where are you based out of, brother?
Tokyo.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Cool. Very cool.
I heard like it sound like almost like a Netherlands accent.
No, I'm French, but in Tokyo.
How do you like Tokyo?
We had snow yesterday, but it's a lovely place. I've been there for 20 years.
Nice.
Yeah, I really love it. Yeah.
I haven't been to Tokyo, but I was in Hong Kong a couple years ago, so I was close to you.
Yeah,
I loved Hong Kong.
We have office there, so I'm often in Hong Kong too.
Nice.
Hey, Crypto, look at the L1 sector. I think it's risk appropriate. It's not pure plays. Try to find some emerging L1s. I'll leave it at that. I mean, that's what they're going to be building everything off of, like Ethereum, Ethereum, the other multi-chains. Like, that's the backbone of this crypto thing. That's why I love those trades, because you're not going to get burned in a pure play metaverse or a pure play GameFi. Like, they have to build on these things.
Well, and
it's
so basic.
It's downriver. It's downriver risk.
I agree with you. I would add
to that, Crypto. I would say, the one thing that I've kind of been bullish on, or that I've been looking to, is actually the DEXs, the decentralized exchanges. So I'm trying to understand where I am going to speculate where the decentralized exchanges are going to start happening more, and invest in those types of platforms. So previously, you know, we've started with the centralized exchanges like Coinbase or Crypto.com or Binance. You know, then we've moved to like a Uniswap, PancakeSwap, SushiSwap. But now I'm trying to think a little forward thinking and saying, where's that next space going to be for DeFi? Right. So that's kind of where my mind is at. Just to give you a little idea, because I like knowing that I'm making money off of the exchanges or the swaps that are happening on that type of space.
Yeah, I hear you. My approach is I'm trying to see that, you know, I worked in the internet in the 90s. So it's the same kind of thing. So I start with infrastructure things, so what you call L1. All that is also like file storage, everything that is decentralized, building block of the new environment. So I'm looking at file, I don't know, link, whatever it is. I'm also interested in the new Polygon L2 chain because there's a performance issue on the L1 at the moment. So it's really like the, you know, it's the railways. It's I feel like we are like rail barons in the 19th century. We're building new lines for different things, and we're putting our money into building road from the west coast to the east coast or whatever. And
great analogy.
It's really interesting. It's decentralized in a way that currently there's not a monopoly. People didn't invest too much yet, so there's still some opportunity. But, you know, more institutional will flood in, more institutional will start taking position and decide who will be the winners. And unless we have a strong retail case and people starting to use it, it's exactly like the internet in the end of the 90s, early 90s and mid 90s. So people are positioning themselves, and in 10 years, we will have some more clarity on the field, but it will be too late to really make some gain on that.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. Definitely follow Bloomer, Baroness, Big T. You know, they hold a lot of spaces. Love to see you kind of join our spaces. Seems like you have a lot of good, valuable information whenever you catch us. So thank you for the question. And obviously, if you have anything else, feel free to ask.
Who else would like to come up and ask a question? Please request a mic. Thank you.
What's up, Aldo?
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Hey, what's up, brother?
Just thought I'd pop on and see what we're talking about.
We were actually just talking about you just a second ago, and then you came here and you ruined it.
Oh, no.
That's funny.
I'm just kidding. Like, how are you, brother?
Burger. Man, I'm
poor guy.
I just got done eating my final meal.
Oh, good. Yeah.
The last meal.
Is it a salad, Big T?
Fuck no. You know it's not.
Whose was it that said McDonald's last night?
That was me. It was the McGangbang.
The McGangbang. you guys had a
control. Don't ever disrespect the McGangbang. Come on.
Okay. All right. Right on. Anybody buying this dip, or are you guys just kind of waiting to see if we go lower?
I've actually changed my investment thesis that whenever I get Bitcoin, I know you're going to hate this, Bloomer, I just sell this shit off. And you know what happens? I just buy VGX within seconds of me getting it. So it doesn't even matter the price anymore. I've finally come to grips that I'm just going to keep buying it and not give a shit. So that's my investment thesis.
I've been doing the $10 a day VGX Bitcoin. And then today I picked up, just now actually, I bought some StormX. It's under 2 cents. Like, that's freaking nuts. I mean, I think the all-time high was what, like 7 or 8 cents? So I've reached a silver level on the rewards program, and that's going to be as far as I go, because I'm not paying like 5,000 or whatever the hell it is to get gold. You know, I think the rewards level for me, like that middle one, is this kind of sweet spot, or at least silver. And I'm building up a trading position on Voyager just to take profits when it runs, and just scalp it every time it runs, and then just, you know, put that into harder assets.
Nice job, Aldo. Golem, I saw you came up. You can, if you have a question, go ahead, and then I have something to say after you.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Hear
you. Oh my
god. Oh my god.
Is
Big T, man.
Working?
Man, I've been trying to get on and talk to you for a month. I know you must think I'm some kind of scammer or something, man.
Hey, no, I've known you forever, brother. I'll tell you what, this is the This is great. This is groundbreaking here.
Oh man,
I never gave up on you.
Oh my God, I am not. I'm not tech savvy at all, guys. I'm 61. I'm a machine operator. Okay, old school machine operator. And when it comes to this kind of stuff, technical stuff, forget it. I'm done with it, you know. But I was talking to my son-in-law earlier, and we were opening up spaces, and I was trying to figure out what the heck is going on with my phone and all. And it come to find out, I had some mic or something turned off in Chrome or something, and then I had to re-download the Twitter app. And then it worked. I was like, oh my God, I can't believe it. So
I'm glad you made it up here.
Yeah, man. I love it.
You have no idea. This has literally been a month of him joining, him getting up on stage. I'm like, I'm finally going to be able to hear him.
Yeah.
And there he goes. I'm like, shit.
It's been crazy, man. But yeah, I love all you guys, man. You give us such good information and quality information. And I love listening to you guys, man. I get on your sites and I just listen to you for hours because I love it. It's such good quality information, man.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'll tell you real quick, you know, my story real fast. I mean, I got into crypto like back in April and found Voyager in like May. My son-in-law was into it first, not the Voyager, but the crypto. He started off with a Dogecoin. He made like $1,000 investment into it back in 2020 of like July or maybe a little earlier like that. And he showed me like in April, I think it was, of 2021, he made like 70 grand off of that stuff. And I was like,
let's go.
Yeah. And yeah.
Tell me he sold. Did he sell, please?
Yeah. He sold it. But yeah, then I told him, I said, man, what are you doing? What is this stuff? You know, because all I knew about Bitcoin was it was for hackers and terrorists and, you know, that's what you hear on the news, all the bull crap, you know, you hear on the news. And he showed me what to do. And the first thing I did was get on Robinhood, which I wrapped that up like real quick, man. As soon as I found Voyager, it was game over, man. I opened up a couple of different things like Coinbase and Webull and Robinhood and I don't know, a few more of them, and the MetaMask and but as soon as I found Voyager, it was game over, man. And I went all in on the VGX. Right now what I hold is VGX, StormX, and CKB. I sold everything else that I had because, I mean, when I first got into this, I was buying all kinds of stuff and I had no idea what the heck I was doing. I probably lost 15, 20 grand, be honest with you guys, because I was selling when it was down. And, you know, I guess the typical story, you know what I'm saying? I just didn't know what the hell I was doing. So I've been focusing on VGX, and well, VGX is my main. I love Voyager and VGX, but yeah, that's in a nutshell, you know, that's where I've been.
No, I mean, that's a good story. And I'm glad people can hear that, because, you know, I think as you attend and as you've attended our spaces, you know, a lot of what we do is try to say, how do you focus? How do you not get into that mentality? Cause that's how a lot of people join. You know, they hear a friend that made a lot of money and they're like, oh, this crypto space is gonna make me so much money, let me just jump in. And they start throwing $100 here, $200 here, $500 here, and before you know it, you're in the hole and you don't know what you invested in. And what I really appreciate about, you know, obviously the people up that are the speakers up here, is like, we talk about how to focus and how to look for the right things and how we're thinking about the long term, and feel free to allocate a little bit of that to those types of coins, but don't go that far deep where you could end up losing, you know, kind of like your story, where you just kind of just throwing money out and hoping to hit something big.
Yeah, and that's what I was doing when I first got into it. And I mean, the more I did my research and the Voyager and Steve Ehrlich, you know, and the crew he's got behind him, I'm like, oh my God, you know what I'm saying? It's like, this is like, in my mind, it's like, I know nothing's 100%, but if anything could be 100%, I'm going with Voyager, man. I can't see how I can miss. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, and I'm with you on that. I made a post about that the other day. I feel like they're playing bully ball with the industry. And I'm not talking about as far as decentralized. I think there's, you know, equally as good plays like Luna. But, you know, from a centralized standpoint, Voyager's got that on lockdown, no doubt in my mind. It's just a matter of time. It's a ticking time bomb. It's the same thing as Luna. You know, it went up, came crashing back down, went to $4. Look where Luna's at today. That's what VGX is going to do here in the next 6 to 12 months, no doubt in my mind.
Yeah, yep. That's my mindset exactly, brother. And that's why I tell you, man, I went all in, man. I sold my truck, put it into VGX. I cleaned out my 401k, put it in VGX, and for me that was a hard thing to do because I'm 61 years old and I've been saving that for years and years. And I was like, I was so convinced that Voyager is definitely going to rule, no, in my mind, no doubt about it. And VGX is going to be one of the most sought after tokens out there in the next few years. That I just went all in.
I'll tell you what, I don't have balls like you do, but if I did, I would be doing the same thing, at least for my investment thesis. That takes a lot of courage. I'm not saying that's a great move to do, but I definitely, I mean, you hear me speak every day. I have that same level of conviction because, you know, there's just going to come a point in time where the light bulb is going to turn on and people are going to realize. And really, that's the turning part, the debit card. When that happens,
yeah.
Yeah. Getting cash back on your mortgages, cash back on every single purchase that you make. Just think about that. Conceptualize that. Like, there's no product out in the market. I don't care if you're earning unbelievable APYs and this, that, and the other. The fact is, we still have to spend money, right? We still have to spend money. No matter how much of the money we have locked up in whatever it is, we still have got to spend money. There is no product on the market that will be more superior than that debit card, hands down. Nobody can tell me otherwise.
Yeah, I'm right with you, brother. I cannot wait for that thing to come out. I mean, when they first, you know, were talking about it and all, I was like, you know, because I got a lot of money in here, you know, and I was like, well, I really need a person to speak to, you know, and I think I said something to you one night about that, but I couldn't hear your response or whatever it was. I mean, I'm kind of past that now. I just trust them so much that I'm willing to go ahead and make that leap and go ahead and just go all in on that when it comes out, too. I can't wait, man. It's a moneymaker.
Yeah, no, and you know, I think for those listening, and Big T, feel free to post your referral code when you're talking about VGX. You know, I think the one thing that we love to talk about is, like, if you're listening right now out there and you're not making a yield off of crypto that you're holding, be it Ethereum, Bitcoin, or you have dollars in your savings account and you're not making 9% for the year on that, then I think you need to sit down and actually think about your long-term kind of strategy on how to make money over money. Because there's a platform out there right now, which, you know, there's a group of us that are all in it. We don't work for it. We just believe in it because we've been part of it, where, you know, I hold Bitcoin, I hold Ethereum. I have money in my savings account that was just sitting there for years now that was only making less than 1%. I'm moving it over to Voyager, and now I'm going to make 9% for the year. So, I mean, Big T, feel free to add more to that, but it's like, those are things that people don't realize that are out there, or applications or tools that are out there to kind of continue to grow your assets. And, you know, if you're not part of something like that, you should really ask why you're not, and how long term you should be thinking about your money.
Go ahead, Aldo, and then I'll go.
Yeah, Lucky, I just wanted to say, as you brought that up, I was literally typing a response to Crypto Airborne, he was asking if basically this is the bottom, or are we going to bounce back? And in short, my response was going to be, this is why CeFi and DeFi are absolutely essential. Once you learn about CeFi and learn about DeFi and you start expecting your assets to work for you, in addition to price action, not just price action, which a lot of people only think, you know, unidimensionally, like I just want number to go up, but, you know, I want number to go up, but if it's not paying me a return, I'm not interested. So Voyager is great because it gets you into the CeFi space, which is very, very easy to understand. It's like a bank, so people get it. They understand interest rates. But on your journey, if you continue to explore crypto further, you're going to end up learning about DeFi and some of the opportunities that are out there. And they are numerous. And this is just a great time to avail yourself of these options.
You know, and one of the things is like, when you look at Voyager, it's just that and nothing more, right? So it's a centralized platform. And it takes care of everything that you don't want to do. It does the housekeeping for you. You don't have to stake it. You don't have to move it. And the fact that the majority of people that get into crypto are going to be drawn to a centralized platform, Voyager, you know, as it matures more and more people learn about it, it's gonna take the market share. There's no doubt in my mind. They have a far superior product than a crypto.com or a Coinbase or a Kraken or anyone else. So, you know, they're going to gravitate towards a VGX token just because of the network effect that it has within its own respective ecosystem. And I don't want to, you know, keep pounding this into everybody, but that's, you know, it's a fact.
Yeah, go ahead, Bloomer. I saw you have your hand up.
Yeah, I mean, the staking and the 9%, I mean, that's better than dividends. I mean, you make your money, you put it into the, was it USDT or C for you guys? You get your 9%, you let it keep compounding. It's just, you know, this is just a great example of CeFi yields or DeFi yields, like eventually taking out dividends. You know, it's just how you keep your wealth. You make your wealth and you put it in there and you just keep growing it. And it is pretty safe too. I mean, I'm sure you guys have, you know, I know like Anchor Protocol has reserves behind it. So it's like, you just look at your ecosystem and you vet it and then you get more comfortable with it.
Yeah, like I was sharing with Cryptid before, is like, you know, part of my overall strategy is like, I have a good chunk in something like Voyager because I believe, Big T, remind me, it's SPIC insured, right? Not FDIC insured, if I'm not mistaken. So, you know, there's money that I feel protected there, but then I'm also going to take a chunk of that and put it in Anchor Protocol and make 19%. So it's like, you know, for anyone listening, you know, think about what you're investing in. Think about the tokens or the protocols you're going into and try to think about what it's giving back to you, because that's what's important in the long run. You know, compound interest. Yeah. I don't know how many times I can say that, compound interest.
And on those yields, you're not taking directional risk either, which I think is tremendously huge, right? I mean,
it's all gravy, literally.
Right. I mean, it's like a delta neutral strategy. You're not directional and long something to go and chase that type of return.
Right. And that's why I feel comfortable in putting a part of my, you know, what I'll say is the emergency backup money. Like, I want to have my emergency backup money making me money that's sitting there. Like, that's how I
think about it. Yeah, I'm doing that. I'm putting my emergency money into Anchor for sure.
Right. And then on top of that, then I'm going to play my Anchor. Then I'm going to get my Voyager tokens. That's going to pay me 7%. Right, for a token that's paying me. Then I'm going to have my other tokens that I've shared before with this group that are paying me back in ETH or something else. And then I'm going to play my stable coins that I think over time are going to appreciate in value. And when I think about my whole portfolio, I feel good about it. Like, that's just my strategy. I'm not buying a lot of those meme coins. I mean, I know I like to joke about SafeMoon and how I'm going to buy Lambos, but I mean, in reality, you know, that's not really where I'm at. I'm really focusing on a bigger picture long term for my investment.
Yeah, absolutely. The mindset the dividend mindset. Yeah. I'm sorry, Big D.
No. I was just gonna say, like, the way that you're structured, Lucky, is you set yourself up for success. Because the number one thing that you're doing amongst, you know, above anything else, is letting your money work for your money with almost next to guaranteed returns on, you know, your stable coins. So at the very least, for anybody who's new into crypto and getting into this, utilize the Voyager platform utilize an anchor protocol in DeFi to put your money in, you know, depending on your risk tolerance and level and familiarity or how lazy you want to be. You know, it just, there's so many things that factor into it. But the reality is that if you're not doing that currently right now, or, you know, as soon as you get off of this call, then you're really failing yourself, because there's money to be made out there. You just have to be willing to take that opportunity to learn and then act on it.
Jesse Gollum has his hand up. Sorry. Gollum.
Yeah, I just wanted to say real quick, if one of you guys could talk about, because I love hearing this. This is one huge thing, is the loan that Steve said he was going to come out with. I mean, that is going to be game changing big time.
So, guys, real quick, just for full disclosure, I have to leave here in about 9 minutes because I have a prior engagement that I said I'd be there for.
Yeah, I'll probably shut this down, Big T, in about 10 minutes. Yeah. I was only going to do an hour, yeah. I'll go 10
Big
minutes.
T, so whatever Big T leaves,
yeah.
I leave.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I think I'll go ahead and talk about the loan a little bit, maybe what you do with Celsius and how that's probably going to be comparable to Voyager.
Yeah, so currently Celsius, which is another kind of centralized finance lending platform, or yield-bearing platform, essentially, they have collateralized loans where you can put up your crypto for a loan in fiat. And so recently I took out a 15 grand loan against my Ethereum. And, you know, what you have to, at least what I had to determine was where we were in the market. And I felt like we were at a relative bottom with Ethereum at like 3,800. I felt like that was a very, you know, strong support line. And because you have to be concerned about getting margin called or getting liquidated. And I think the margin call was 1500 and liquidation was 1300. So I felt pretty confident that ETH would not go, would not hit that. So I just locked up 15 and a half Ethereum, and I took out a 36-month loan at 1% interest. So my monthly payment is only the interest. That's $14.50. I don't have to pay back the principal until the 36 months. And once,
screw the banks.
Yeah, screw the banks. And then once Ethereum appreciates, as I believe it will, you know, I can either choose to pay the loan back in entirety, or I can renegotiate the length or duration of the loan, because I'll have more, essentially more credit. So this is a great way to really leverage your position. And I felt like a fairly safe way. But you have to look at, you know, the market and what it's doing. You know, you don't want to do this like in April of last year or whatever, when we're at when everything's like smoking hot and you're like, oh, let me leverage all my Ethereum now so I can buy some more Ethereum, because you're going to get burned. You know, so I felt comfortable where I'm at. So long story short, I think Voyager's going to offer, you know, I think it'll be very similar to what Celsius offers. And it's just another tool in your toolkit to grow your wealth.
Hey, although did Steve actually say that they were looking at coming out with a loan feature? I missed that somewhere.
I did not. I don't know, Big T. You were talking about that. I don't know.
He definitely has.
Okay.
Yeah, in many interviews, if you look back at his Paul Barron interviews, I mean, there's like four or five of them in big networks where he talks about having lending products, you know, where you can borrow against your crypto and stuff like that. So, you know, it's been discussed many times. And when that happens, holy shit.
Yeah, well,
it would be the man on this earth.
I mean,
well, it would be awesome, because I've got six figures tied up in VGX token right now. It'd be nice to be able to do something with it. You know, I mean, obviously collecting 7% is great, but you know, for the you know, the VGX token holder, the VLP tier member that is just buying and hodling, it would be nice to experience something other than the 7%, you know, to encourage people just to hold, you know?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I mean, you know, as well as I know, Pablo, that as they roll out more products, I mean, it's just a timing thing. It's all about time horizon and just being patient. I mean, the fact of the matter is when you have an option like that, it becomes the most sticky product there is out there, you know.
True.
Look at like a Luna. You know, people aren't selling their Luna. It's dipping right now because BTC is dumping, and there's some unbelievably stupid person out there selling their Luna. Like, you know, it's just, I feel the same way about VGX. It's like, it's going to get to a point where there's so many use cases that if you don't hold for at least your level, once the price runs up, I mean, it's going to come to a point where there's going to be huge, you know, risk of losing out, and not just on your tier, but I'm talking about potential passive income and using that as a vehicle to gain benefits across the board in every category. So it's like, at some point, it's going to be that valuable. So I'm excited for that point, and it's just a matter of time. You know, them implementing like a black card level two is going to be, you know, huge. So, because any whale that's dumping right now or, you know, sells off their interest each month, if it makes sense to them to work up to the next tier, I mean, that's going to give them potential to earn additional rewards. So it's like, we know all these things are happening. It's just, it's coming. It's happening.
Quick question for you that I'm sure somebody asked. I just jumped on a little bit ago, but where did the GameStop stuff come out today? Where do we hear that? Is it just purely rumor, or was there any teeth to it?
I'm not even aware of what you're talking about. I'm sorry.
No, I saw it on Stockwatch. Any of you guys see that? Somebody was claiming that, I think it was Philly Fan was claiming VGX token and GameStop. There was some like speculation about GameStop, VGX being the token for GameStop or something. Well, if you guys haven't heard about it, then it's,
I mean, I don't know about that. I know that there was a press release in regards to GameStop, but I didn't hear anything associated with Voyager. The only thing that they disclosed is that they're going to have two partnerships with cryptocurrency companies. And I think that maybe that's where that came in. It would make sense, but I can't say that's true or not.
Okay, so it's pure speculation. No, that would be cool.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. I don't know. I'm the type of person, like, with the stuff that Voyager's rolling out, I really want them to just continue to focus on keeping finance within finance. Like, I think it's great to get discounts at stores and this, that, and the other, but I like the fact that I get money back for shit that I already do. You know what I mean? Like the debit card swiping, I get, you know, I trade, I get money back. It's like literally everything I do, I get money back. So just stick with that. I don't give a shit about GameStop, you know?
No, but it just kind of plays off of that crypto for all. And you're a gamer. I would love to see, you know, I mean, they're in the soccer team. They're in the, you know, you got NFL sponsorship. They got, you know, you got the NBA partnership. It's like crypto for all. I mean, that's all encompassing. Like, it's going to be interesting to see some of these partnerships they announce, and it's going to be stuff that you just didn't even think of that they've been working on.
Exactly.
You know? So,
well, and that's something interesting you bring up too, because Pam and Steve did say on a recent presser that they're going to get away from sports team and start getting into other sectors. So, I mean, that's really interesting that you just brought that up, because that just light bulb went off. I mean, it makes sense. It really does. I am an avid gamer. So would I sell my VGX tokens for anything? Hell no. But if I got an extra discount for using my Voyager debit card there, fucking, you better believe I will. Cause I spent the other day at GameStop, I spent $250 on new remotes and headsets. Like, it's like, you know, you just...
Right, I'm about to buy new tires because my wife freaking drove over a nail. I could spend the debit card and make 1%, 2% back. It'd be great, but, you know, I'm going to get screwed here. It's all good.
It's coming. And you know what? Because of all the catalysts that are in the future, I know price action sucks right now because of Bitcoin, but literally we're just one or two PR releases that, like you said in the past, big T, something that sticks, you know? Something that just continuously keeps that, you know, that token price above, you know, a certain level.
And that's the thing too. Like when I look at the spaces that we've been hosting and the things that we're doing, the amount of new people who are being exposed to VGX who actually can understand it now, it's so hard to type up something. I mean, I had 26 accounts banned on Twitter for shilling something that I can just directly speak to somebody now and they can actually ask me questions in real time. And the light bulb turns on every time. Like the whole idea that now we can actually harness our efforts in a way that we can actually put it across to people where they understand it is a game changer. And that's why I do this every day. It's because, like, I spent all these hours on Twitter, you know, on stock twits. I used to be there. And it was just, honestly, when I think about it, it was just a waste of time. And now it's just being here and being able to talk to people. It's a game changer.
Yeah, no, I agree. All right, hold on, guys. So we got 1 minute till we're probably going to drop off. So I just kind of want to get closing comments because I know we want to jump over to that YouTube stream. So Pablo, if you want to go first, since you dropped on last, you want to add any closing comments to this?
No, I just wanted to say I appreciate you guys for what you're doing here. You're really filling a gap between Voyager as a platform and you know, this outreach that we're doing here and just educating people on the space. I mean, if I could do it, you know, like the rest of you guys, I try to jump on between appointments when I'm driving around, and you know, I'm just so passionate about it, just like you guys, and sharing this information with others. So I just wanted to thank you, man. It's working. You know, the spaces are getting bigger. People are asking more intelligent questions, you know, and are truly interested in the project. So just wanted to say thanks from, you know, one community member to the other for the work you guys are putting in.
Sorry, did you hear me, Aldo? Go ahead if you want to have any closing comments.
No closing comments. I always love these. And well, I would just say I agree with Pablo. They're getting better. More people are coming. And it's just been a lot of fun. And I feel like I'm learning and I'm tightening up my you know, I'm increasing my knowledge, and it's just fun. So I love it.
Baroness, she might be driving. Go ahead, Big T.
I appreciate everybody being here. And anybody who doesn't know what VGX is, you can get it on Coinbase. You can get it on Binance. You can get it on Coinbase Pro, FTX. I highly recommend everybody snag at least 500 tokens while it's dirt fucking cheap. And you have the opportunity to get into a loyalty program that will be to you no matter where you're at, whether you're in Australia, Tokyo, it doesn't matter where you're at. It's going to be to you at some point. So just get it while you can. It's coming.
I appreciate everybody popping on in. I'm really appreciative that everyone's being courteous with one another. No one took the liberty to post things randomly up on the top hand, and I'll see you guys next time.
Go ahead, Bloomer.
I don't think Bloomer.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess I'll just give a closing comment. So, you know, I think this group is great. You know, on top of just Voyager, I would ask all of you for 2022, you know, look at your finances, look at where you're making money, look at the tokens you're in, understand what you're investing in, come back in our spaces, come talk to us, ask us questions. I hope you can see that we're all very open to you know, a lot of things that people want to discuss or talk about. We're passionate about the platform because we believe in it, and there's a lot of utility that comes with it. But if it's not about that platform, we love to talk about everything and really just make sure people are on the right path. So, you know, thank you guys all, and I guess we'll see you till next time.
Cheers, y'all. Bye.
Yeah, and guys, real quick, we're going to YouTube. If you type in Crypto Airborne on the search bar, that's where we're all going right now. We're going to be having our VGX Heroes Hangout. So check us out there. If you're looking for a link, I retweeted it. I think it's my last retweet. So if you go on my page, you can watch us live and you know, hear some more about Voyager, learn about the community. And Lucky, fantastic first space, bro. Like, I love this.
Thanks, man. See everyone.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was part of the Big T Open Mic Crypto, recorded on Friday, January 7th, 2022. I think even Bloomer was in there. What's up, Bloomer? This episode of The Ether was brought to you by Luart.io. Luart is the first gamified NFT platform built on the Terra network. Luart provides a seamless minting and trading experience, all while earning you rewards just for being a user. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the community in the Discord server for the most up-to-date news and announcements regarding all the hot new NFT launches, platform upgrades, and new projects hitting the secondary marketplace. Are you ready to put your helmet on and join the movement? Find out more at luart.io. TerraSpaces appreciates their support. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. Been on a little bit of sin I've been giving, try to keep it written down so it feels like I've been living. I've been realizing a minute reality ain't got limits, going out my fucking mind, testing out the physics, stretching out the distance. For instance, let me be specific, the risk is hedge funded the business, betting on the difference, ingesting all the research, sleeping through the rebirth, sliding out feet first, sleep tight little dreamer, early to bed, early to rise with a rugged ass demeanor, taking beats to the cleaners. You know I love my t-shirts and the people who support my little dream here. Transparent cows, I gotta steer clear. 2020 going down is one fucking weird year. Take a second look around, the psyops is winning. Set the table, we just biopsy dinner.
Now I'm gonna react to that and act like I'm telling you a personal anecdote. Something to break the tension, something to endear myself a little bit, something kind of embarrassing. And you guys are gonna make an awe sound. It's true, it really happened.
They got a tracker in the phone, tracking everywhere we go. When it's fine if I don't know, I already sold my soul. Getting ready, rock and roll, tip the first domino. Feeling up, I'm in a bowl with these avalanche flows. Stop and rest on the road, gotta get where I'm going. And the rest of y'all know that we hit the ground soaring. I'll be coming for the fuckers that be summoning the trouble. Running on the double while I'm handing out the W's. Putting wins on the board every fucking day. They love me on the team because I know my fucking place. Better get in where you fit in, I'm delivering the meaning. I inherited the demons, always sneaky, never seen them. If I'm breathing, I'm reading, I'm not even being conceited. I need to see for myself if you think that I'm believing. It's the season of reason, y'all be seizing the research. I'm receiving the meaning, that shit's called teamwork.
It's not so much as so little as to do with what everything is. But it is within our self-interest to understand the topography of our lives unto ourselves. The future states that there is no time other than the collapsation of that sensation of the mirror of the memories in which we are living. Common knowledge, but important nonetheless.
Terror spaces.